I'm Vijay Hamilton, and welcome to the Autoimmune Reset, the place for you to learn how to thrive with autoimmune disease and feel empowered to take steps to transform your health to feel better than ever. You can start making changes today to improve your health. So with every episode, my mission is to share with you simple ways to uplevel your diet and lifestyle with key learnings from my own journey reversing autoimmune disease and inspirational stories from those who have reset their autoimmune symptoms and are now thriving in life. I suffered from autoimmune disease for over 25 years and now I live symptom-free, and I wish the same for you as well. So thank you for being here and sharing this time with me. Now let's get started. Hello and welcome to today's Friday Five. I'm your host, Vijay Hamilton. I'm a nutritionist, scientist, and expert in autoimmune disease. And today I'd like to talk to you about ways that you can supercharge the nutrition in every meal that you eat so you get the most from your food. Because when I'm working with clients with autoimmune disease, one of the things that comes up time and time again is nutrient deficiencies. Because these nutrients that we get from our food play a vital role in maintaining lots of different biological functions and keeping the immune system in check. And we can be deficient in one nutrient, and that can have a knock-on effect to lots of different biological reactions in the body, which can lead to autoimmune disease. So it's important for you to be getting as much nutrition as you possibly can from each meal. And I know that I invest a lot of my money into food because, you know, I love food, I'm a nutritionist, and I see the value in food. But I want to make sure that I am getting enough out of every meal. And I really see each meal as a way to nourish my body. And by adding in these simple practices, you can make sure that you are getting the most value from every meal. So the first one is food pairing, because did you know that certain foods, when they're paired together, mean that you're going to get more nutrients from the food? And there are lots of examples of this, and I may share some more examples on my Instagram account, which you can go over to, which is at the Autoimmunity Nutritionist. But I just wanted to give you some examples today. For instance, combining spinach with a squeeze of lemon, which includes vitamin C, is going to optimize the iron absorption from that spinach. This is particularly important if you are vegetarian or vegan and you are reliant on plants for that iron source. By combining it with vitamin C, it's going to make it more bioavailable to your body, which means your body is more able to use that iron source. Another great pairing is avocados and tomatoes. So if you like guacamole, then this is a good one for you. And that helps with the absorption of lycopene, which is an important anti-inflammatory, which is found in tomatoes. It's an antioxidant. So it's really important to combine that with a healthy fat like avocado. And lastly, if you combine salmon and broccoli, which is a lovely thing that you can have for dinner, and you can easily bake that as well at a low temperature, if you have salmon and broccoli together, then that is going to provide your body with a synergistic intake of omega-3 and vitamin K. And there are lots of examples of food pairing, and I will probably write a blog about this because I think it's really important that you know about it. And when we look at kind of ancient civilizations, they knew about this, and we can learn a lot from their practices of what foods combine together, and now we have the science to support it. Next is the way that you eat, because I know when I was working in corporates, I was eating on the go a lot. And even when I have client appointments now and I'm rushing from one place to the next, I make sure that when I am eating, that I'm eating in a mindful state. And that means eating in a rested and digested state is how I like to call it. So you're best to be sat at a table without any distraction, and thinking about the food you're eating and enjoying the experience. And part of that can be the cooking experience, but if you're having your lunch or you're having your breakfast somewhere outside of home, then it's important to get your body in the right state to be eating. So you can take some breaths. Actually, singing can be very helpful for this. And also smelling and savoring every bite of food that you eat. if it's something like eating dark chocolate, rather than just eating it very quickly, you can eat it quite slowly and enjoy the textures and the flavours of the chocolate. It might be something like berries, and just think about the taste of the berries and how it's affecting, you know, different areas of your tongue. Is it sweet? Is it sour? And you also can really relish the whole experience of the eating process. And that can help you with mindful eating. And what that does is it really calms down your body so that your body can concentrate on digesting the food rather than being in a state of fight or flight and feeling very stressed. And as a result of that, your body's not going to be in the perfect place to digest that food. And if you're eating food and not digesting it properly, then you're not getting all the nutrients out of that meal. Next is to focus on bioavailability, and that means how well your body is able to use the nutrients in the food you eat. Already mentioned about spinach, which you can have with the lemon to help it become more bioavailable in terms of the iron absorption, but also cooked spinach is better than raw spinach when it comes to absorbing the iron and being able to utilize that iron from that food. Also, I know I mentioned tomatoes as well, but when you cook tomatoes, you release more of the lycopene. So it means that they are even better when they are cooked. And then if you are eating something like raw carrots for the beta carotene, which is in them, which is a powerful antioxidant and can be converted to vitamin A in the body, it is good to cook those carrots to make them more bioavailable. And you can drizzle them with some olive oil because those nutrients are fat soluble. So it's important to have them with a healthy fat. Next is to look at the actual cooking practice, and not all food is going to be the same, but generally steaming vegetables is going to retain more of the nutritional value. I've just got a stainless steel steamer that I use for all of my vegetables, and that's like a great way to do a good batch of vegetables. It doesn't take very much time that you can have with your lunch or your dinner or your breakfast. Who says you can't have steamed broccoli for breakfast? You can also poach fish. That's a really good way of maintaining the omega-3s in the fish, which, as we know, is very good for the immune system. And root vegetables like sweet potatoes are really great to bake at a moderate temperature. That not only enhances the fiber content, but it also helps to preserve the vitamins. So that's another thing you can do. And last but not least, we have seasonal choices, because it's so easy now to get lots of different vegetables and fruits from all over the world. But the truth is that they lose a lot of their nutrients when they travel. So you want to be getting some really local produce as best as you can. And think about the seasonality of the food as well. For example, in summer, it's good to have something like watermelon. And of course, that helps with hydration. In the autumn, you might be looking more at squashes and pumpkins and all those orange colored foods. And then in winter, citrus fruits are really good to include in your diet because they contain a lot of vitamin C, which can be helpful, especially as we are more prone to infections during the winter period. So here are a few things to think about. How many of these practices are you currently doing? Are you getting enough nutrition from the food you're eating? And if not, could this help you get more nutrients from your food so that it's more bioavailable and you're getting more value for your money? I'd love to hear from you if you have any questions about this. You can head over to my Instagram account at The Autoimmunity Nutritionist. You can also pop over to my free group on Facebook, which is called The Autoimmune Forum. I would love to see you over there. And if you would like to talk to me about my nutritional therapy and functional medicine services, then feel free to book in a free initial consultation with me. You will find the link in the show notes. I'll pop it in there. So if you are thinking about making some really positive changes to your health with diet and lifestyle, then I would love to support you with that. One of the things that I do a lot with my clients is to help them understand where there are underlying imbalances in their body. And once we address those, they often see relief in their autoimmune symptoms. So I'd love to help you too. Feel free to book in for that initial consultation. If not, have a fantastic weekend and I'll speak to you soon. Take care. Thank you very much for joining me today on the Autoimmune Reset. I really hope you enjoyed the discussion, and be sure to subscribe to the podcast so that you never miss an episode. And if you liked it, I would hugely appreciate a review on iTunes, as it helps me understand what you like about the podcast and to help share the information with more people. I'm excited to speak to you next time. And remember, you have the power to take the reins on your health. So keep the faith and celebrate the small wins. Until next time.